America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help us today and bless our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm talking to you about the effectiveness of fasting. And, of course, fasting in the Hebrew, here in the book of Esther, where we read yesterday in chapter 4, it means abstain from food. Now, I want to give you some results of prayer and fasting. Now, let's give you some Bible results, all right, from prayer and fasting. Not what Brother Ricky says, but let me say this. Revival came to Nineveh as a result of prayer and fasting. You remember Nineveh was a wicked city, and God deals with that Jew, Jonah, to go down there and preach to them. And Jonah didn't want to go, so Jonah gets on a ship and tries to go to Tarshish. And, of course, God sends a storm, and Jonah goes. They cast him overboard in the sea, and the whale swallows Jonah up. And Jonah lives in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. Now, he literally lived in the whale's belly. And Jonah's prayer in chapter number 2, he's down there with a seaweed. He's at the bottom of the mountains, but God delivered him. And in chapter 3, the whale vomited him out. One fellow said, if you had a Baptist preacher in your belly, you'd puke too. Amen. But the whale vomited him out. And so Jonah, God told him, said, the word of the Lord came to him the second time. And said, go preach the preaching that I bid thee. The message never changed. But let's notice how the Ninevites responded to that message. All right. In chapter number 3 of Jonah, verse number 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast. And in verse number 8, the Bible says, and this is the king talking, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Now, what did they do? They prayed and they fasted. They cried mightily unto God. That means greatly. And they fasted. Let me say to you that prayer and fasting will still work for our communities, our towns, our cities, our nation. It'll work for our leaders. It will work. Prayer and fasting will change things. Now, we need to preach that again, preachers, in our churches. We need to afflict ourselves. I know that we're living in the day of pleasure. We're living in the time when men like toys and games and pleasure, and even our preachers have fell into that. And the Bible talks about Elisha telling Gehazi, he said, is it a time, you know, to gain? I mean, Gehazi goes after the Naaman and gets riches, and Elisha rebukes him for that. Let me say that we ought to come to the place today. We have the answer to save this nation. We have it. Now, whether you believe this or not, and this is not Brother Ricky making it up, but if you are a student of current times, you know that this nation is about to go socialist. You know that last year New York City elected a communist or a socialist mayor. You know that men with radical views are running for office now. Views like atheism, you know, is better than Christianity. And views like they don't want you to own private property. Now there are men in office let me say this to you. We have people that believe that kind of stuff. Now, they don't believe in the American way. And so if we sit back and do nothing, we're going to lose our nation. But let me say again, politics alone will not fix it. But what can fix it is what the Bible said, what the cure for Nineveh was. The preacher preached the word of God. He did his part, although he was a griping preacher, although he was a backslid Baptist. But God answered the prayer of the Ninevites when they fasted and they prayed and they cried out to God. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.